This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, LANL Virtual NEPA Scoping Meetings, September 13th and 14th. Release of LANL Campus Master Plan. On Tuesday and Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Energy, DOE, will host two virtual meetings to gather public comments about the scope of a draft environmental impact statement for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. If you think these scoping meetings are not important, please check out the recently released 2021 LANL Campus Master Plan. The plan was obtained through the Freedom of Information Act request. The plan sets forth an expansive new vision for replacement and expansion of LANL buildings, infrastructure, and transportation over the next 30 years, or roughly until 2052. To learn more about it, check out the exclusive interview by Mayor O'Neill of the Los Alamos Reporter with Kelly Bierschmidt, LANL's Deputy Director for Operations. Go to losalamosreporter.com and search for the Campus Master Plan. One shocking example of the breadth and depth of what LANL wants to build to support expanded plutonium pit production is a 4 million gross square feet of new space over the next 30 years. This is about the size of 100 John Hancock Towers and 1.5 Prudential Towers located in Boston. On August 19th, DOE announced the scoping meetings, but the 75-page campus master plan had not yet been publicly released. It is unconscionable that DOE hid its master plan. On August 30th, 115 non-government organizations and individuals requested DOE grant a 60-day extension of the public comment period until Monday, December 5th. Now that the plan has been released, it can inform the public scoping comments prepared during the extension of time that has been requested. The first virtual scoping meeting is set for Tuesday, September 13th from 2 to 4 p.m., with a second meeting on Wednesday, September 14th from 5 to 7 p.m., both at Mountain Daylight Time. The meetings may be accessed by telephone or on the Internet. CCNS inquired whether it is necessary to attend both meetings. DOE explained that the presentation and the opportunity to comment would be the same at both meetings. To access the links, go to the CCNS website at nuclearactive.org or the DOE website at energy.gov. If you are wondering whether to participate in a scoping meeting, here are some questions you may ask. Why did DOE hide the 2021 Campus Master Plan? What else is DOE hiding? This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.